Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population, you.
Population Tompkins.
Paul Francis Tompkins. Is that right? Or
does that make me the dumb?
It's Frederick.
Paul Frederick. Tompkins.
Wouldn't be caught dead being a Frederick.
No, that seems almost
I have
blasphemous.
An F in my name.
What?
My real name is Farrell Randall Sklar. F. Randall Sklar and Paul F. Tompkins. We should go on the road.
I'm finding this out right
now.
Now
you're finding it out now.
You didn't know he
What's
was
your
F.
real
Randall?
Name, Jason?
It's Jason.
It's just Jason. He's
Jason
not interesting
Nathan
at all.
Sklar.
Middle name?
Nathan.
Jason Nathan.
Jason
Nathan. Jason Nathan.
I know. It's a little sing-songy. I'm okay with it now.
It's like the beginning of a jump rope rhyme. Jason
Nathan, you jump in.
What
Living
about Jason's,
in the basement.
Jason Statham. Statham?
Jason Statham is, he was in Trainspotting. Transporter.
He sure wasn't.
No.
He was the Transporter, yes. He was not
you
a Transporter.
I see the Transporter quickly, and I'm like, was he the baby that went down in the grave in Trainspotting? No. Okay.
To see the baby on the ceiling.
How are you, Paul?
I think of more as the baby on the ceiling rather than the baby that went down in the grave.
The one on the
which
ceiling
is like an old
me.
Ghost story.
Yeah.
There's a guy who came. Jay's getting everything
That's
wrong.
That's a real scary
was
story.
Was he the guy who went the down in the toilet? No, there's a guy who came
That's
up.
That's the Ghoulies.
Ghoulies. Recently mentioned by Jonah Ray on this podcast.
Hey.
Really?
And that's not the Goonies.
Not the Goonies.
No.
The Goonies.
Which I've never seen and never will.
Which I saw and didn't hold up at all.
Oh, the Goonies.
No.
Oh, stop.
Surprisingly. Did not hold up at
was
all.
Really
I was like,
surprised.
Are we going to edit these scenes?
Now,
let's just let this run for a while. Let the kids work it out.
I think we can address the elephant in the room. I'm the oldest person here.
Not by much, Paul.
I think by a good amount.
I don't think so.
And here's why I would say generationally, this is a difference.
No, it's not.
Did you? You don't know what I'm gonna.
I know what he's about to say.
Jason Nathan Sklar.
There are a few movies that that
when the baby goes into the grave.
Hey, let's not put the baby in the grave on this one.
That's always a good rule.
Sorry, I didn't mean to jump you, but
that didn't go well.
So
put the baby in
the generational argument. I think I know where you're going, but I want to hear.
Let him say it.
Here's my question: is generational argument.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, you think you know so much.
The generation.
For the listener, he's only talking to the squad.
Your generational thing.
The
strength.
Dan is exempt.
Dan is exempt.
Did you think that Hook was a good movie?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Then we are closer in age.
I thought Hook needed something to just grab
needed,
the viewers.
Paul.
Like something good?
No, like a...
like a hook?
I see.
What about... Something the good. Sandlot. Have you seen The Sandlot?
Never seen it. That was way after my time.
Of course, yes. Way they just time. Watched it.
Easily and it's garbage.
I don't think you want to go down this
garbage.
Road.
It is a trash
It makes me
experience.
Hate both sand and lots. I just despise
I
everything
that
involved.
Take is not hot or cold.
Dan.
Dan, the movie
But there are
is,
people that insist that it's a good movie.
So people love it.
Because they grew up with it.
Dan.
Love it.
But there's movies I grew up
worst.
With that I can say. That's not
yeah,
so
yes,
sure.
Of course. I would say 3 out of the 4 Indiana Jones movies. Awful. You pick.
I feel like they all...
Three what's, awful? What's you mean one awful?
1 and 3, I think, are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
2 is terrible.
Are you doing them chronologically or in order by release? Because Temple of
4.
Doom is the prequel.
2 is... Oh. It's true.
I'm That's talking about right. Order of Release.
Order of
there
Release.
You go, but yes.
Dan, getting
So
technical.
1 is great. We know 1 is great.
Yes, but not without its flaws.
Not without its
like
flaws.
Like when you watch
great.
It with fresh eyes, you're like, oh, that's not... Great.
Well, especially back. When you figure out the math. She was 15 when...
That's gross.
Yep.
Almost was grosser.
Right. Welcome back to legend. Cinema generational talk with Paul F. Tompkins and F. Randall Sklar and
I
Jason Nathan Sklar and Daniel Vandelker. Cinemation. Cinemational
speaking.
This is Dumb People Town, and the world is dumb, and all those everything is dumb. So let's just get into it, goddamn.
Let's do a story.
Come on, I don't want to just take it, but let's get into it.
Okay, it was sent in by Carlene McDermott at SheBeCarlene.
Phenomenal.
If you want to be like Carlene, just go to Twitter #DumbPeopleTown @DanielVanKirk if you have a dumb story that you've seen in your life.
Wait, Dan, there is a hashtag. I went down a rabbit hole of #DPT
just for the fun of it,
because I was like,
I want to know how people are sending stuff into Dan.
Jane wants to jump in the.
There
mosh
was
pit.
A high school graduation that was like in the Bahamas or something that was #DPT. So then I was like. Why am I looking at all these high school graduation pictures?
They co-opted it? Because it was their acronym?
DPT's us.
Yeah, should
get
just,
out of here, high
well,
school.
Just do Dumb People Town. You went #DPT just to see what was out there?
I did the dumb thing.
It is fun when you have a hashtag for something, like for a show you're promoting or something like that, and then you click on that hashtag, and there's maybe like... just your dumb post, but then also four or five things happening on the other side of the world. You can't figure out what they
or
have
if
in
you
common.
Just pick one, like just play roulette with it. Do like #hashtag still hurts. Just see what
people
you find out there.
Nails stuck in their
people
head.
People who've been dumped. People with injuries.
Injuries and sports. Yes. Like people not over sports.
Movie scenes that they never got over.
Mm-hmm. People that got crushed by a still.
Yes. Still hurts.
Mm-hmm. And they're still getting crushed by it.
Yeah. Okay. Ready for this?
A whiskey still.
They're looking for help on Instagram. But they have to hashtag.
Who hate Dre, like the Dre song.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Okay, ready for this headline? From Carlene McDermott at Shooting Carlene. Mm-hmm. Couple wakes up to a dog snuggling in their bed, but it wasn't their dog.
You got to start shaving.
First of all, shut the door.
Yeah.
Shut all the doors. I feel like there's several doors that need to be closed in order for this to not happen.
To me, I love someone rolls over. Also, who's this bitch?
How good are you sleeping that a dog gets into bed? I know a lot of people have their dogs get into their bed, but it doesn't even wake you up.
Nope.
Yeah.
Dan,
but do these people have a dog already?
Yes.
Okay.
Where
was this guy?
Way off.
Go on in. They won't even mind. Get in there.
A dog will bark at a bird. How is this another dog coming
not
into their
doing
home?
Doing his job,
and
apparently.
He's like, you're going to love them. They're fun.
Yeah.
Get in there.
Yeah.
Get in there.
They're just ready for you.
Just have fun. Roll around up there.
You don't think it's like a parent trap that these two dogs are playing?
Why would someone separate them?
I don't talk about that enough in that movie. The exact same breed.
You know, like that just got. Yeah.
I'm going to read the names of these people.
No. Okay.
And just on their name alone, I can tell you what their wedding was like.
Let's see.
Julia and Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, God. Everything's got a J on it, including the cake.
Everything.
It's in the shape of a J.
When you go to find your table, we have started your name with the letter J.
I like that, actually.
No, by the way, that's what they did for
John F. Tompkins.
I would love to be John F. Tompkins for a day. Sure.
But wasn't that.
It may work for your wife. She's already good.
That's right.
Yeah.
Unless they went to Janie.
To Janie.
We added a J, no matter what.
We screwed that up.
Daniel, Jason, Jandy. Well,
wasn't that the names from that cult? They would add a J to everybody's name.
Yes.
The
what?
Moon cult. The what? That guy.
The one. Who? The guy.
Heaven's
who,
Gate?
Heaven's Gate. Yeah. They would add a J to everyone's name.
Yeah.
That's their wedding.
That's this wedding.
Guys, get into your purple Nikes.
Julia.
Now it was black Johnson. Nikes, black, but they wore
Cortez.
Purple shrouds.
Yes, Cortez.
Actually, it was Heaven's Gate nerds.
Yeah, but this wedding is using purple.
And think
Nikes.
About it. Has anyone just done it more than Heaven's Gate? They did it.
Oh, they did it.
Just did it.
They did it.
They just did it.
Just they were like, we're just going to do it.
They're like, they glossed over the fact that they're in this huge San Diego house. Like, it was like a man. Like, who gave them the house? That's a wonderful house.
That's always the thing with cults, is how do they get this compound?
There's one person who they got loop in. Seagram's gin heir to them.
Did you,
that's right.
Did you guys watch the doc or listen to a podcast doc about it? Because
I watched the doc. Unbelievable.
I listened to the podcast version. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything, so I don't know if it translated.
Did the guy look crazy?
Nah, but did you notice that over the 20, 25 years that this guy did this, he really kept kicking the can for as as long
absolutely.
As he could.
Absolutely.
Because he knew. Yeah. And he'd be like, I think that we got bad information. It's another 5 years. And eventually he was like, I got to pay off on this.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not. Because I might die of natural causes before this happens.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Because
who am I?
I can't have these people kill themselves.
It sounds like a joke, but it's not. That's the problem with being the leader of the cult, is you have to stay the tip of the spear.
Right.
And you get people to sign up for you.
Pressure.
They always say, what's worse, right? The leader or the person who follows? It's usually the people who follow because they're so zealots for it.
Yeah.
The other guy's just winging it, or woman's winging it. And so
there's a point at which
you have to stay out in front of it.
Can I just get a day off?
Yeah.
That's what he was
saying.
From being the cult leader.
Well, the thing is, that's the problem with doomsday cults, is that if you pick a day, that day's going to come.
Right.
And that's why mostly evangelicals will say it's coming very soon.
Yeah,
right.
We're in the end times.
Yes.
End times.
There's that one guy who picked a day.
Yeah, remember it was like 2011 or 2012?
Guess what?
Didn't happen. Yeah. Like, we're not seeing a lot of Mayan calendars being
anymore.
Sold.
No. Do you remember the one, though? It was like May 23rd or something.
Yeah.
2012. And there was billboards around
Absolutely,
LA.
Yeah.
It's like, it's coming.
And it was just enough to make even normal people go, what do I want to do?
Didn't John Cusack, didn't Cusack say this is coming?
No.
Cusack.
No, I think he was in a movie.
Are you talking about John Cusack?
John Cusack was in a movie, I think it was called 2012.
Yeah.
And it was based on the idea of the Mayan.
Did you think that was a
believed it?
The actor himself did not
say. No, he believed it. That's why he was in the movie, right?
He only does projects he believes in.
He takes scripts that he believes in.
He's like, it's definitely the way I want to go out.
I mean, he was a puppeteer for 3 years before.
I've read six words of this article.
Okay.
Julia and Jimmy Johnson love dogs. The Polk County, Tennessee couple owns.
The what county?
Polk County.
Oh, Polk County.
Polk County, Tennessee couple.
Proceed.
Owns three. You can probably also tell stuff about how they name their dogs. Jupiter, Hollis, and Zeppelin.
Oh, God.
Little ethereal and
astrology based.
And Led Zeppelin. You don't like that name for a dog?
I'm fine with the other two.
You're seeing that one just crash and burn to earth.
Do you like people named for dogs? Like, get over here, Edna.
Yeah. I mean, case by case basis, obviously. But yeah, I don't mind that.
I mean, Dana Gould's dog has a first and last name. So
yeah.
That's Scott Davis.
Scott Davis. Yes. That's funny.
Which was an improviser at UCB for a while. The dog and Scott.
Did he get transformed into a dog?
He took all of his talents into Dana Gould's
dog.
He
made a dumb wish, a Mr. Limpet wish.
Because you've gone what with your dogs? You've kind of gone like old literature.
So we have Roman, but we didn't name him Roman. He's an
but before
Roman.
That, it kind of fits with Virgil.
Virgil was named after the barbecue joint.
Yep.
And then
Dante's.
And now we have Ponyo, which we realize is stupid because, or not stupid, but it's confusing. It's
what
like,
is it?
We created a problem for ourselves. Ponyo, which was the Miyazaki film of the little girl who was who was a goldfish who turned into a girl, little chunky, and she's a little French bulldog. It's great, but in a name that ends in an O, people are always like, he's so cute. I'm like, no, I don't want to be having this discussion
right
now. Yeah.
Wow.
They can't wrap their head around a girl having an O. You wrap your head around it.
What about Margot?
I'm like, he's great. No.
What about JoJo?
Well, but Margot usually ends in a T.
That's
what if you're Australian and your name is Stephanie? People go, Steffo.
Steffo.
Love him.
Steffo.
Do you know what I think is a good name for a dog?
Huh.
Okja.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
And a giant pig.
Okay.
If you have a dog who's like kind of a big fat pig.
Three dogs.
Okja.
Jupiter, Hollis, Zeppelin. Mm-hmm. None of them give a shit about this other dog.
Not one barked. Didn't even lift a head.
She says, it's not unusual for them to share the bed with their pets. But when the couple recently woke up to a dog snuggling with them, they were in for a shocker. It wasn't one of their dogs.
Yeah.
Julie posted on Facebook, as Julies are wont to do, on May 1st.
Classic
Julie move.
Straight to Facebook.
Quote, she writes, it is absolutely normal to wake up in our house with one of our dogs in the bed with us. One small problem. This is not our dog.
Yes, I get the premise,
Julie. Thank you very much.
Do we know how she got into our house?
She.
I'm going to show you this pic.
Oh, my God. That is such
look
that's
at that
a great,
dog.
Because it's like they took the picture of it. Like, they actually captured, either they
recreated. Doesn't that dog look
it.
Like he had a hard day at work?
Yeah, he really is.
And he's like, babe, can we just lay down for a minute?
Can I stay here for a half hour, you guys?
Like, the dog said, who's taking all the covers? But if.
He just found out they might not let him host his own show.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I sold it.
It's my
it's
thing.
It's my thing.
It's so, my idea.
It's I'm, written around my sensibilities.
So like, don't can, talk about Sylvester Stallone and Rocky. Do not. He was going to sell it for $1 million.
But I file this under dogs can do it, but people can't.
Like 100%.
If a dog can take a shit in your yard. But yes, if that's a 40-year-old guy,
right?
If a dog,
we're not
gonna
I'm
be
not
okay
thrilled
with
either way.
I know
it's
but,
a little less jarring,
right?
The first thing,
a dog can eat an entire birthday cake.
Wow,
a human being, don't it would judge. Just be weird. Dark, a dog can knock over your garbage can, and you'd be like, well, you know, he was looking for something.
Oh,
I think
like
he's
the
be
one
okay.
bulldog that hates the garbage cans.
Yes, so I love. Yeah, I do love that so much.
So good.
He doesn't like them. He don't like
them. He can't pass one of them
without. But if that was a guy, you'd be like, hey, hey asshole, what are you doing?
Absolutely.
Get into bed.
I think a human can eat a whole birthday cake. I think that's
agreed.
Fine.
Agreed.
If it's your birthday, I mean, go ahead.
At least half an ice cream cake and definitely a full pumpkin pie.
Full pumpkin. Oh, my God. In a heartbeat.
I love
yes.
pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is so good.
Okay. Mm. One small problem. This is not our dog, she wrote all caps.
Yes,
nor,
I
understand.
Nor do we know how she got in our house.
But here's the question. Do you allow your dogs to sleep in bed? We absolutely allow our dogs to sleep in the bed.
I like that they sometimes do. Like I feel like dogs, if you let them do that, they will do it
forever.
Every single
time.
They
don't understand exceptions.
Yeah.
They're never like...
But dogs also don't make choices that way. It's
no.
I don't feel like going in there tonight.
Yeah. They're like, this is what I do now.
Yeah,
guys,
exactly.
Do now. And they don't understand the command, guys, not tonight. I don't know if I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, yeah.
I need a little more space.
We thought it was one of our dogs, but they rarely lay on the pillows! Exclamation.
The plot thickens.
It's,
the game is afoot!
In pitch darkness, I just assumed it was our dog. Wouldn't we all?
Yeah, maybe.
That's where we're like.
Although
Julie.
We don't know the size of Jupiter, Hollis, and Zeppelin because this dog looks like a big dog.
They're all teacup chihuahuas.
So how did this dog get into the house? Who left the door open?
As daylight began to creep in through our curtains.
Who let the dog in?
Who?
Who?
Very fancy literature there.
The Baja girls did that.
As daylight began to creep in through our curtains, we realized we were snuggling.
Oh my God.
With someone.
As daylight began to creep
I know.
In through our curtains.
We realized we were snuggling with someone else's dog.
As the prospect of our mortality waned. Why do we have to go down that road?
This is the weirdest post I've ever had to make. Is this your dog?
I've ever had to make.
Just had to.
You didn't.
I've had to make a lot of them.
Is this your dog?
Oh, I wish.
I
look
want
at
that
guy. That
dog. My kids want a dog so badly.
If ever a dog were to crawl into your bed and not supposed to be there, would
she's,
you
I'd
want that?
She's perfect.
Please.
She's perfect.
She's like,
that's
what?
A good
dog. Also, isn't the dog a little bit like, we really got to take a photo of this?
Yeah.
Come on. This can't just be our thing.
The dog is like, you can take it, but don't post it.
Yeah. Right. Let me see it first.
Right.
Photos or it didn't happen.
After the post on Facebook,
photos
Julie.
Photos or it didn't happen.
That's what the friend said.
For the boys. Photos for the boys. Julie learned.
Tin types or it never occurred.
Julie learned the dog's name was Nala. And she had wandered.
Not Nalo.
Nala.
That's how we know it's a girl.
Yeah, thank you.
Had
thank
wandered you. How many miles from home? How many miles from Nala's home did she go to get
just
into
became a Channing Tatum
Julia
movie.
And Jimmy's house.
I want to say 7 miles.
Seven. Jason?
I'm going to say like 26 miles.
26?
Marathon. I think just 2 miles.
Okay. One of you is exactly
oh,
right.
Good.
So now we get to play that time-honored
who
game.
Who do you think is exactly right?
Paul,
the second half
do you
want to
stick with yourself?
I think I'm right.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm staying with I'm staying put.
Nala.
I'm sitting and staying. Good boy.
Nala had wandered 2 miles
yes!
from her
house. That's
congrats.
Still far.
Still a very
that's
still
a,
far.
That's a distance for a dog without
so
someone.
I was him. Walking my dog the other day, and we got to a point on the walk, the little one, the French Bulldog, who's young and a puppy, and she was just like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So I literally had to carry the dog like
a
it was out of a burning. I was out of a burning building. It felt like I was carrying like an injured animal up a hill and all around. It's like this. Why couldn't you be more like Nala?
This My is another is, dogs can do it. Humans can't.
Not only how did the dog get in? Mm-hmm. How did the dog get out of the other house?
The,
right.
Oh, yeah,
right,
that's
right.
Because I think just in the yard. Maybe
also,
jump
is it
the
sadder
wall.
If your dog runs away? There's a part of you goes, well, dog didn't want to. It's free now, right? You hope, right? Whatever.
No.
trying to be positive here.
But
when you find out, but when you find out that the dog did go to someone else's house and got into their bed, you definitely know the dog does not want you. It still wants a family
or wants love.
Still wants love and somebody to sleep with. But it doesn't want you anymore.
It's like if the dog were in prison, because there every dog's year is 7 years. It's like the dog went to prison for 2 years because that dog's going to come back and be changed.
Right. Yeah.
There's like
what I can never understand too is when people have dogs. And they allow that dog to add so much extra stress in their life. Like, we've had family dogs like this where their whole life is spent with you saying, the dog's got out. And then it's always a thing. Yeah. I'm always like, let them go.
Yeah.
They're
sending a message to us.
They are.
Right.
They're trying to leave.
Because if you're constantly don't let the dog out, don't let the dog out.
No. Close it.
It's just this constant like stress like that wave planet in Interstellar.
Teach the dog
where it's
to
just
stay.
It's always gonna come around again.
Yep. Wow.
And then when you go in, you're like got your guard and you're trying to like with your knees and shins, like keep the dog back while you're carrying stuff. And you're yelling at other people like, Come get the dog.
No, nope.
Dog's
gonna get out.
The dog's
close
gonna
the
get
gate.
Out.
Well, there, dog's
close
out.
The gate.
I get so
Please
stressed.
Close
by
the
like,
gate.
Don't let the dog out. I'm like,
don't
build a fence or don't get a dog or train your dog.
It's gonna wind up in someone else's bed.
Don't let the dog out. Okay.
I guarantee you, this dog is not allowed to sleep up on the bed in their house, right? In the original house.
I think that's a good call.
We're doing everything that
I can't do at home.
Do you think the dog looked at that bed for a long time before it got in there?
Oh, like how long was it?
Like it's like. Do I do this? Am I doing this?
I think the dog. Right. Just,
I want to see the
like,
ring
I'm
footage.
Go with it and they're just. I'm, yeah. The harder I go, the more they'll accept
Look,
it. I can't get up there and walk around
exactly.
for a while.
Yeah.
I can't pay. I think the dog climbed up like this is what I do on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. Just straight up and in.
No, it's the confident. Who was telling us they walked into like 10 Super Bowls or something?
Yes.
Like,
oh, Cash Levy.
Cash Levy was saying that like he's
been
snuck
into
Super Bowls.
The way you just walk in.
Just like, confidence. This dog came up, got on the bed. This is what I do.
Really, that's determined by the entrance you use.
That too.
Right?
True.
But sometimes you can get away with the like, cool, if I just can I go back.
But you are still passing by people.
Yes. Guys. But you can't do that at like the main entrance.
No,
you
can't do that anymore.
Or maybe it's easier to do. Like a side door, they're like, hey, do you have a thing?
He did say the hardest ever getting in one was like he was up on a fence and there were like other people up on the fence and like a guy got like stuck and they're like, just leave him. He's not going to make it.
Leave him.
We'll go and they won't make it.
Saving Private Ryan.
Wait, like they hopped a fence and then one guy got stuck up there?
One guy stuck.
And he remains there to this day.
He might still be there. Like
you
ever.
Can still hear his cries as the sunlight creeps through the curtains.
Years ago, downtown LA, when they would be doing night
shoots, she had to make a post about him.
Commercials, TV shows, movies in downtown LA.
Uh-huh.
I would just walk right up to Crafty.
Oh, and that's
and I have nothing to do with
so
production.
Much easier.
But you have to have that. Like, how's it going?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, you walk up, and it's like
the more people you wave to, the less you get spoken
and
to.
And you need two sentences of like, did Jeff bring the show cards? He's got to get back to the truck and get them.
Are we still waiting on those Kinos? No, they got them. Oh, great.
Okay, good.
Do you want anything
good.
From Crafty?
That's why I carry.
That's the other thing.
I carry a walkie-talkie everywhere I go. It's not connected to anything else.
You just are saying
no batteries in it.
No. As you step to Crafty and fill a plate, you're like, "Is everybody on channel 2?
What channel are we on today?
I just want to make sure I don't.
I haven't heard
take.
A peep out of anyone.
From the post.
I'm on 4. What is everybody on?
Definitely pretend to be part of the crew.
Not the cast.
Not like background.
No.
But like,
let me know if they say.
Yeah, I work with you.
Let me know if they say first team, because I can't miss another.
I'm doing this, and then I'm going 10-1, all right? Just let
I know all the terms. I belong here.
Her name is Nala, and her mom is on her way to get her. Good luck getting her out of my bed, Julie wrote.
Hilarious.
The couple told news outlets that their dogs usually bark at squirrels, birds, and anything else that moves. For some reason, they did not bark at Nala.
No.
The Johnsons have become Facebook friends with Nala's mom, who said, we're thankful for our...
Wait, Dan, is good luck getting her out of my bed a threat? That feels like it's very
you
aggressive
saw the pic.
To say
Nala
to the
my dog
loving.
Now.
Good luck.
My dog now. We're thankful for you
I would
guys.
Say this bed possession is 90% of the battle, right?
Yeah, that is not.
Did you mean 9/10
of the law? No, 90% of the battle.
You know what they say? Possession is 90%
of
the
battle.
Battle.
It is, and then it's also 9/10 of the law.
but
90%.
Like,
how'd you guys
listen,
do out there?
I don't divide my law into tenths.
How was the battle?
Ever.
Well, Sarge?
I knew it was 90% of something.
Possession?
90% of the battle law.
We're guys, tomorrow morning when we get to Normandy, we're taking 90% of that
I
beach.
I knew it was something.
You were
I didn't
close.
Know it was fully there.
Give him some Shows credit
how
for
dumb
being
I am.
Close.
No, he got the 9.
He was, I got the 90%.
No, he got 90%. Yeah. 9 tenths is 90%.
Fraction's out, right?
If you squat on a bed for 9 days out of 10, it's yours.
Now if you squat on a bed for 9 out of 10 days,
Nala's mom said, "We're thankful to you guys for keeping her safe, warm, and giving her snuggles. One friend told Julie that Nala picked the right house for sure. Julie said they think Nala got into the house through a door that was accidentally left open." That is careless.
Okay.
That's very careless.
That is so
careless.
In this day
the amount
and
of times
age?
I've been in bed for 20 minutes and been like, I have to go check.
Let me just check all the doors, make sure they're locked.
The risk versus reward, too high.
Yeah.
That's not even an unlocked door. This is like open.
Do you know what's so satisfying is when you hear a noise in your house and you don't know what it was, but you can identify that it is not a threat. It's like, I know that something just fell down in there. So, that was not, there's no intruder.
Right.
I know.
I bet I know, if I thought about it, I bet I figured out what it is.
Right. But I don't have to get up. It's that or a ghost. Right. Good night, honey.
Well, sorry, guys. I'm getting a call from Spam Risk.
Ooh.
Spam Risk.
All right. They're good. They're good people.
Hey, what's up? Talk to them every day.
What did I say? Oh, the door was accidentally left open. I don't recommend
waking. So here's why I think the door is left open, and this is honestly what it is. I believe they let their dogs out in the yard and then just keep the door open, a crack, and then the dogs can kind of, they with their nose or whatever, paws, push it back in, and then someone didn't shut the door.
God, I want to know what kind of dogs they have.
But as we recently talked about on a Patreon episode, a coyote came into
the
house.
We saw a video of
a doggy door.
A coyote came in through the house in a doggy door, and then the dog barked and got it to go back out. And then the coyote, this is on their Ring camera, jumped up a 9-foot wall.
I
was like, wait a minute. Yeah. Coyotes can do that?
Coyotes are becoming super powered, and we cannot stop them.
We cannot stop the coyotes.
And you know what? Kudos to them. Take their land back.
Sure.
Take it back.
They're before anybody.
Yes.
They're like freaking werewolves.
But you could get a dog in your house because you have a dog door.
We have a doggy door in the back, so like there could be a dog.
Snuggling up.
You have to give a key to the dog. You have to put a lock on it, give a key to the dog.
We have the door that opens to into our...
Oh, what if it's like a little paw pad?
A little paw pad. So the door that... The door that opens in our house is the same door as
the
big
front door.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
It's pretty cute.
We'll get out of here on this. I don't recommend waking up with a stranger, but if you do, I hope it's someone like Nala, Julie said on Facebook.
Okay, Julie.
I never recommend waking up with a stranger.
How do I finish this post, hon? I don't know. Make it cute and make a broad sweeping statement. I have to do this post.
And this is the strangest post I've ever had,
to do.
That's story one, friends.
There we go.
Number one down.
That's a good
one. Nala, I love you wherever you are.
I agree.
Good dog. When we come back, we're going to find out what Paul F. Tompkins is doing, how you can follow him, listen to him, see him live if that's happening in the near future.
If you have to.
If you have to.
See him live if you have no choice.
If you have to make a post about it, Julie, you can do that. All of that on the other side of the break. It's Dumb People Town with the great Paul F. Tompkins.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We will get into all of what Paul is doing, but first, Daniel Van Kirk.
I got dates in August. Go to danielvankirk.com.
Let's sell them out, guys.
Let's do that.
And
come on, guys, let's sell them out.
We have some cool, exciting news about the fall. We can mention now.
You got some CEN about the F?
Exciting news about the F. We are going to be doing some live Dumb People Town.
This is true.
There we
go. On the road that we haven't done in a long time. Mm-hmm. So we got one is going to be in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's correct. And then the next night.
At Nashville,
October
13th is Dusty Slay is going to be our guest, and then there's music.
Steve Poltz, who's an amazing singer-songwriter who wrote some of Jewel's biggest hits.
Which is weird because Nashville doesn't have a lot of singer-songwriters.
He's one of the only few.
We got the one singer-songwriter
in
Nashville. I don't know. It's a weird place.
Weird.
And he doesn't know why. Maybe back to visit.
I think the pandemic allows you to do stuff there that can be then put in another city that would
cool venue. It's super cool venue.
It's gorgeous.
It's at the Hutton Hotel. There's the Analog Theater. It's really, really great. So we're going to do that there. And then the next night in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And then Randy and I have a gig
In Oklahoma.
And then on Sunday night, Oh, Dan, you have something?
Nothing.
And then Sunday night, we're going to be in Brooklyn at the Bell House. Which,
is that set?
I think so. Yeah, I think that's pretty much set. So, and that, and so look for tickets for that because you love the Bell House. We love the Bell House.
And hopefully, if he's around, Max from the band Cutworms, which is like my favorite band, favorite, he'll be playing there. And hopefully, Andrew Dismukes will be our guest.
Yeah, we spoke to those guys, some SNL folks. So it's always a fun time.
You guys like throw out possible guests before you have it confirmed?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, we asked them if they would do it, and both said that they would do it. We just have to confirm.
And I'm finding
them on
out now at the same time as you.
Look, we put it out there.
Dan, you have to get the stories ready. You have the hardest job.
So
we
far,
have the easiest job.
But every time we've done a show at
The Bell House,
it's been
and you've
a
done
blast.
Many a show there. I'm
my
sure,
favorite
as well.
Venue in America.
God damn it, it's
so
fun.
Wonderful.
Yeah. It's so good. The people who show up at that place, where it's located, mm-hmm. it's just the bar is great.
We'll
they
bar
they take
corner.
Care of you in the back. They There's do. Always it's just a wonderful time.
Love it.
Great vibe there.
So that's a great thing.
We will put all those tickets and stuff on sale later, and then of course our show on the. On the UFC Fight Pass, Cheap Seats, our reboot of Cheap Seats. It's called The Nosebleeds. It is so much fun. That is coming out in August.
Yep.
We are we're cutting, like, this is how excited we are. We just had a conversation yesterday. We are going to cut commercials for it. Promos that will air potentially on ESPN, which is kind of crazy.
That's great.
That's very cool.
It's and all the other places that UFC stuff exists. And they're going to, I think what they're going to do is put episode one on their YouTube channel so everyone can watch it.
Fantastic.
And then if you want to subscribe.
There you go.
And then we'll think of something great for Paul F. Tompkins to do on the show when we do season 2. How about that, Paul?
Think of something great. You're just manifesting shit all over the place.
Why
you
can't
say
we put
it out
and then
you
got
to
do it.
Why can't we put it out in the world?
Speaking of manifesting shit, Paul, you always have great stuff going on.
It's
lots
true.
Of podcasts, lots of
I
lives.
Heard great buzz at Moon Tower about your show. Fantastic
really?
Stuff about the multiple nights that you did with Mark Evan Jackson.
We had a great time.
God
damn.
Oh, yeah,
then I crashed your dinner.
That's right.
What's our? Are there more of those on the horizon? What's happening?
We're hopefully Mark and I are trying to figure out a tour. We don't know when it will be, but we'll obviously I'll let people know.
Manifest
but
it. Start
manifest
saying
it.
Cities.
Say we're going to do a tour. We're doing every city in the United States.
By the way, you did that better than anyone else. You're like the 300 people.
Oh yeah.
What a wonderful talk about manifesting things. You're like, if 300 people will come and see me, I will go perform in that city.
Some places it did not get manifested,
but a lot it did. A lot.
It's true. No, that was fun for a while. But I have a show coming up at Laudrum in Highland Park here here in Los Angeles.
Fun.
Varietopia. This is my variety show.
Oh, my God. So good.
And it's July. It'll be Sunday, July 3rd.
Great. Nice.
So a holiday weekend. Mm-hmm. Get in a show. Mm-hmm. Go get wasted. but that will be, that's a fun show. It's a variety show, comedy, music, whatever else. Surprise guests. But you can go to paulftompkins.com/live to get tickets for that.
Let's make sure this show in the, because we record a bunch out in the future. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure
this comes
drops.
Out before July.
Please,
that's right.
I beg of you. Oh, well, please. Too late. It's already sold out. Manifesting.
Oh!
But no, it's probably not. So do check out those tickets.
Okay, we'll make sure.
For sure.
And of course, the Comedy Bang Bang Tour in August.
I mean, how ridiculously fun is that to do?
It's so much fun to do. I'm really looking forward. It's been a while since we've done it.
Yeah
great venues. And going to a bunch of places we haven't been before.
Great.
Still not going to your town, person listening to this.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Uh-huh.
But it's a pretty...
It's a big show.
It's a big show. We're doing a lot of dates.
It's
We're doing
really
a lot of
cool.
dates.
It's very cool. Are you... How do you...
Oh, comedy, cbbworld.com/tour.
So you come on those shows and you are just your hilarious self and doing characters and whatnot.
Yes.
How do you prepare in your brain for that versus, like, are you just like, clear it and I'm going to have fun and this is what we're going to do versus, like,
is it written
Varietopia?
Or improvised?
Oh, it's improvised. So
right.
it's so much easier than, like, doing stand-up and worrying about that performance. It's like,
do you
you're
set
all,
the
you're
character?
Not alone. It's like, I set the character beforehand. I remember the last tour we did, the last big tour that we did, Lauren Lapkus and I, because she was also on every date, we had like a spreadsheet, a shared doc, so we could keep track of the characters that we were doing and what would complement, you know,
Each other.
Who are you going to do and blah, blah, blah. And it was really enjoyable. Like, I liked plotting that out. But I don't know. Lauren's not going to be able to, she just had a baby, so she's not going to be able to join us on most of these dates. I don't know. I have absolutely no idea who else is going to be on the tour.
It's going to be fun.
I know
fun.
It's me. I'm doing every date except the Seattle one because of a personal obligation.
Gotcha.
Okay. Exciting.
And hatred for Seattle.
And hatred. He doesn't like rain. He does not like
he
the rain.
Don't like coffee. He don't like coffee.
He don't like coffee.
I don't like tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
Wow.
Hey, take that. Again.
First
they're
time
calling.
I'm that.
They're calling again.
You guys want to do a story?
I dare you to.
Even if that was not a show, let me just say how great that joke, even if that was not a show about Seattle, if Frasier took place in Indianapolis, yeah. I still would have thought that's a great joke. What, us riffing on the lyrics of
sure.
these guys?
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, it hold didn't on even have to be about Seattle, I said and I still would have loved it.
You're saying if Frasier was set in Indianapolis, is that what you said?
Yes.
And then, but I still said I'm not going to be in Seattle because I don't like tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
I still would have thought that's a funny joke.
Okay, all right. I'm like, you know what? That's then, how fair it is. Right. I don't get that reasoning, but I'm happy for you.
It was the tossed salad on top of the scrambled eggs of a joke.
Is that the new hat on a hat?
It's a
yeah. That's like tossed salad and scrambled eggs.
It's a new hair.
I don't know.
It's a new hair cover.
We're in the neighborhood, though.
Hey, before we get into this
hats
next story.
Hats on hats are 90% of the law.
We have some people I want to give some shout-outs to, some people who are our Patreon members. Just a few.
Shout
just a
them
few,
out.
A few wow. of them. Ryan Culhane is a true local.
Thank you.
How do you,
thanks, buddy.
C-U-L-H-A-N-E, right?
I would say Culhane.
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 Yeah.
Right?
The LH is not something you see often.
It seems like a last except name you yell in vengeance.
Culhane!
Culhane!
Get out here!
I feel like it's more of a cafeteria name.
Yo, Culhane!
Pass! Pass it!
How many times does that person get like at the DMV and they're like, Calhoun?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Calhoun?
Nope.
It's Culhane.
This next person feels like a Charlie Brown character. Patty Plambeck.
Patty Plambeck.
Patty Plambeck is one of those full name people. Like when you'd be like, who's coming?
Absolutely, yeah.
Patty Plambeck's
Joan
coming.
And Michael are coming.
Yeah.
David's
Plambeck.
Coming. I think he has yeah. a new girlfriend. Patty Plambeck's coming.
Yeah. Patty Plambeck is yeah. either a Charlie Brown character who always wears sandals even if it's snowing.
Sure.
Or
like Peppermint Patty.
Right. Or
you're saying there would be another one named Patty
right.
with a last name.
Right.
But also pretty much identical to Peppermint Patty.
Well, but was Peppermint
Patty
her first
Patty.
Name and Patty her last name? So or was she just a Peppermint? Because in her character, she wasn't always drawn to Peppermint. Was she? Was she holding a peppermint?
I don't think it
and
ever came up.
I don't
she
ever
came up. And she, while she worked with Marcy, they were also together. But
did,
she
worked with Marcy.
Marcy worked for
Peppermint Patty Inc.
They were associates. Marcy was her assistant. They were associates.
That was Marcy was a self-styled assistant, though. I don't think.
But Marcy was like maybe
Patty,
an intern. She was getting there was college
but
credit.
I don't think the Peppermint Patty ever desired that.
Yeah,
I feel like Marcy took that role on
I agree.
Her
no,
own.
No, but Peppermint Patty would always dictate things to Marcy.
Would she?
Yes, and Marcy would have to do it, and Marcy would organize the plan.
Just because Marcy called her sir.
I'm just saying.
That's true.
I'm just saying there was a power dynamic there. Okay? There was a power dynamic there.
I feel
whatever
like
you say, sir.
Marcy made herself a sub, but Patty did not make herself a dom.
That's, yeah.
I think it was just like, hey, if you want to do this, fine. Like she would just say.
You're saying
like,
Marcy was a power top.
I feel like.
No, power.
Power bottom.
Power bottom.
But just a neutral.
She would make things happen. Like she would suggest things and Peppermint Patty would just be like, okay, if you want to do that, go ahead.
I also think it allowed Peppermint Patty to stalk other people, just knowing that that part of Peppermint Patty's life was taken care of.
As a nickname, you have to admire how long Peppermint Patty is.
Yes.
It's a long one.
And
it's
how
long
it has nickname. Nothing to do with her character. She is
she's
not,
never know of.
That
she
never know of. That was deep, deep
but
background.
When she gets a partner, they're just going to call her Pep. Like around the house.
That's cute.
PP.
That's cute.
Right?
Pep.
P squared. I also think that
Pep.
Who's the other? Patty. Patty.
P squared.
What's the last name? Patty Pembeck.
Patty Plambeck?
Would also be like the most vicious of the Boston mob scene. Like, you know, you don't want Patty Plambeck to come calling.
Even Whitey Bulger was scared of
Patty Plambeck.
Yeah.
One more.
That's why he moved to Santa Monica.
I know that it's Graham, but I always wonder, is somewhere in England, is it Graham?
No.
No?
No.
Graham. Not in no way.
Why is the H there then?
Graham.
Why is the H
that's
there?
That's English, baby.
That's
Graham.
Nope. Graham.
You've never looked at it and wanted to throw it in.
Graham.
I've done it as a joke with my friends named Graham.
Sure.
But I never thought, maybe way back in the old bogs, in the midst of time.
Yeah, look at that.
I think it's Graham. Mm-hmm.
But it is Graham. But I'm saying.
I'm going to go with Graham.
Joe Graham.
Okay.
It works if you do it with a little bit of whiskey.
It works if you do it.
Mouth. Right.
I pronounce it Telegraham.
Okay, ready for this nightmare? Story number two?
Yes.
The Detective of Dumb People Town, that's what they changed their name to, but their handle is still at Liz Haggerty. Sent this in.
Sorry, Liz. Haggerty. You're not fooling anybody.
Nope.
We know exactly who you are.
We know exactly who you are.
Here is a dentist visit nightmare.
Oh.
Here's the headline. Doctors removed drill bit accidentally inhaled during dental procedure.
Oh,
no,
my God.
No.
A new fear that we now all have.
I didn't realize this was
loose tools.
Loose tools in the...
in your mouth.
Now, they're saying inhaled, like they're putting the blame on the person.
What'd you do that for?
You were breathing in so sharply.
They just wouldn't have inhaled.
You sucked the bit off the drill.
Sure.
I mean, no one's ever inhaled this.
Doctors in Wisconsin...
All right.
That character alone.
Dan.
Oh, no. All right. Don't be mad.
Get the drill butt.
Now, look, I'll give you the deposit back. Doctors in Wisconsin were able to safely remove a tiny drill bit from inside a man's lung after he inhaled the tool while undergoing a procedure. Tom Cossi, K-O-Z-S-I, Cossi?
Cozy?
Cozy?
I mean.
I bet they call him Cozy.
They did not screw the tip of the drill in.
Tom Cossi said he was getting a filling from a dentist in Illinois when he inhaled the tiny drill bit.
Don't breathe in that hard while you get.
So he's accepting the blame.
Right. I was at the dentist getting a tooth filled, and the next thing I know,
working on my breathing.
I was told I swallowed this tool. So they
told
him. Probably because he didn't have any feeling. Sir.
So it went like.
And you're just like.
Well, he didn't know. They told him.
Yeah. So maybe he was like almost kind of like.
How tiny is this drill bit? And it goes in your lung and you don't feel anything.
Isn't the long rule that once your doctor, or I guess in this case dentist, stops talking to you, then you get worried?
Yeah.
Like when they're not joking around doing weird things, like to make you like not be nervous.
Yeah,
once they're like,
So here's the good news. Cavity's filled. Right. Cavity is all looking great. Like they tell you all the great things.
Or they start telling you like, I need you to stop talking to me for a second. Right. I'm doing something.
Or like two more doctors come in. You're like, I never seen this guy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then to the nurse, cancel my one.
No. Yeah.
Cancel my one.
I was at the dentist getting a tooth filled. Next thing I know, I swallowed this, says Josie. He told that to WISN-TV. Mm-hmm. I didn't really even feel it going down. All I felt was a cough. When they did the CT scan, they realized you didn't swallow it. You inhaled it, which is a difference.
You inhaled it.
Yeah.
We legally
have to
say
can you just sign this thing saying
you inhaled it? Didn't do anything. Like there's a person who's just at every time he talks about the cushion. So you inhaled it. Like they just start pushing the paper across the table.
Remember earlier when you inhaled that drill bit?
Paper across the table.
Doctors at Aurora Medical Center in Kenosha.
This reminds you of the time you inhaled that thing.
Paper across the table.
In Wisconsin. Said the situation could have led to invasive surgery, but they decided to try a device that is typically used for early detection of cancer to attempt to pull the drill bit out of his lung without surgery.
So they have to use other devices.
Yeah.
Like a magnet?
No, like a...
That's exactly what I thought.
You thought a magnet. I'm thinking like arcade claw machine.
Down the throat. Guy trying to
grab it. I got it. It's coming out. Oh, I bumped the esophagus.
I need another quarter. Give it to me again.
Things are rigged.
It would be cute if it was a little tiny claw.
Tiny claw? The best is I was with my 8-year-old at the bowling alley.
That's the drill bit.
Oh, my God.
That's in his lung.
I need a quarter for scale. Why are people taking pictures without putting coins next to them?
Did you get into a claw game rabbit hole?
No, I went to the. I was at the bowling alley, and with my daughter, she's like, "I want to do this claw thing," and I was like, "These are rigged. I'm telling you right now, they are rigged.
Like elections,
they are rigged." There's
cut that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I said,
every future election.
Cut that. If everyone was going to win all the time, they'd run out of the toys and they'd have to refill.
You're trying to explain to a kid who
as
sees
I am telling her that these are rigged.
kid number two pulls out a giant toy. And I'm like, I'm so mad at this other kid for playing the game, for winning the game.
He goes around the corner and like the owner of the claw machine gives him $50.
Oh, yeah, he's in on it for sure.
Yeah, he's like, give me the toy back.
I love a good claw machine game. Love it.
Scam. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so we've all seen the drill bit.
Wait, what about that machine that sweeps the quarter?
Don't even. Those are fun.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
It's the simplest, stupidest. Yeah. Bunch of, like, how about you can see the money, it's here, and then this thing pushes it, and I don't know. Is that fun for you?
The guy who's trying to downplay it so that
I put in 10 quarters, I won 6.
Yay, all right. Try it if you want.
It feels so good, though, when they fall off the edge.
Yeah.
It's some sort of sensory, visual gratification.
Anticipation. You know why? Because it also mimics the thing of, sweeping, cleaning something up.
Which people love to
people
do.
They love to just get rid of the mess. Sweep it up.
So they wanted to use this thing that detects cancer to get the drill bit out without surgery. Dr. Abdul Al-Reyes, the pulmonary specialist who conducted the procedure, posted a video to YouTube.
You had less trouble with that than Colleen.
And Graham. The pulmonary specialist who conducted the procedure posted a video to YouTube showing the bit being removed. Everybody wants to see that.
Yeah.
Quote, I was never so happy as when I opened my eyes and saw him with a smile under that mask, shaking a little plastic container with a tool in it.
How could you tell he was smiling?
He was smiling.
Smiling. Yeah. Well, so he wakes up
if he was frowning with his
shaking
mouth.
The tool bit in front of him.
Frowning with his mouth, smiling with his eyes.
Jasky. Still there, said the drill bit is being displayed on a shelf in his home. They gave it to him. Would you want it?
What? No.
It's not worth it.
And
can I commemorate my lawsuit?
Come on in. Have I shown
Remember,
you?
Remember, you did this.
Well,
paper
I earned
across
it.
The table.
Right.
Every meal he has someone over, he's like, how soon into the meal can I say, have I shown
let
you?
Let me show you around.
We bought this fountain in Bali, which was really nice. Have I shown you the drill bit that they
All right, just for fun.
For my lungs.
Just for fun, and we'll get out of here on this. How old do you think Tom Jasky is?
The man who can't inhale? All right.
Tom Jasky.
Doesn't know how to properly inhale when there's a drill in his
mouth. He inhaled a drill bit all the way into his mouth.
Into his lung.
Into his lung. He presents it on the mantle at his home. How old is he?
59 years old.
Okay.
God. I'd want him to be old, too, because this does feel like not even that old.
Yeah, it's not that old.
By the way. I mean,
we're pretty close in age.
Yeah. We are.
But that is the thing, though. Other people are old. You are how you feel.
Yeah.
You know what? That's right.
We're 29. I feel very
in the brain.
All right, 50. I'm going to say 50.
50? Okay.
He's our age. I want him to be like 76.
Okay. You want to go with that?
I want him to be 76.
Okay, good. One of you is only 1 year old.
Oh!
So now we get to play.
We just go up
a year, down a
year.
You've got the range. What do you want to do, Paul F. Tompkins?
I'm going to go down a year.
Okay. 58?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to say 49. I'm going to go down a year, too. 75.
75.
We all went down a year.
Tom Jasky.
Yes.
To wrap up, story number two is 60 years old.
Oh! Wow. You were right again.
The wrong way with it.
He's right there.
You should have exhaled.
All right. So give us a little taste, Dan, of what we're going to hear in segment three, and then we've got a great Patreon story with Paul Tom.
People move next to an airport and get mad about it.
Oh. Wait enough. Wait a night. How did we not know? You can't predict your neighbors. It's like a dog sleeping in your bed when you leave the door open.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, the realtor showed us the place at 1 a.m. Yeah.
So quiet.
Okay. Not on a holiday weekend. All right. So we'll get to all that on the other side of the break. Plus, Patreon fans, Paul F. Tompkins has a dumb story from his life that he was the memory was jarred loose when we started talking. all of that. Like a drill bit in your lung. It was just jarred loose. And now
he's that memory.
He's going to display.
If you are not joining our Patreon, you're missing out on all this cool
He will
stuff.
Display it on the mantle of our Patreon for all of you to see. This is Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home.
I will,
final
but before
story.
That, I want a couple shout-outs I want
to
give
Let's
to some
get
people.
Let's get to a couple.
Patreon people.
This is fun.
Ready for this one? Yeah. Bobo D. Bear.
Bobo D. Bear.
Bobo D. Bear.
Did Bobo D. Bear do that Cuban All-Stars album.
Yes.
what?
Talking about Ry Cooter?
No. Oh, T-Bone Burnett.
T-Bone
okay,
Burnett.
Close okay. enough.
Bobo DeBear and T-Bone Burnett. I'm always confusing the two of them.
Bobo DeBear.
Tremendous musician.
True local.
Bobo DeBear is the Coco Beware uh-huh. of our
Yeah,
of
I'll
our
take that.
Wait, obviously that's a play on Coco
yes,
Beware.
Yeah. yeah. Tanya Errett, E-H-R-E-T. Errett?
E-H-R-E-T?
E-H-R-E-T.
Best holiday card I've ever seen. Nah, best holiday card I've ever seen was... Weird Al sitting on a, he's somewhere in like Florida or something, and he's sitting on like a
probably
fence.
Probably Hawaii. Yeah.
Hawaii, sitting on a fence, and there was an egret like sitting next to mm-hmm. him on the fence. He's like, I tried to live my life with no egrets.
It's great.
I tried.
Well, we have an egret.
We try to live our life. We try to live this Patreon with egret. No egrets.
We've had a few. We've got Tanya one. Egret. And then lastly, Lindsay Hiken. H-I-K-E-N.
What's she doing today?
Why isn't Key a letter?
Key could be a letter.
H-I-K-E-N.
Well, my friend's name is Key Kwan.
Hiken.
Key could be a letter.
Sure.
It's the key to spelling that name.
Okay. Hiken. Key.
Okay, ready for the story?
Sure.
Sent in again by Liz Haggerty, the detective of
Gentleman Liz Haggerty.
At Liz Haggerty.
Love Thank it. You, Liz.
Dublin Airport received 90% of noise complaints from one person in 2021.
Sarah Dunn?
Right.
Airport.
Right.
This isn't, by the way, like a tiny like pop-up airport.
Or no, the airport.
This is the
pop-up airport.
Pop-up.
This is
an you know,
airport.
Those pop-up airports.
We're going to have an airport here for the weekend.
Follow us on Instagram.
Check it out.
We're going to find out where we're going to be next. Tiny airport.
Wait.
So this is one the, individual. The National Airport of Ireland.
One okay. individual in Ireland.
The International Airport of Ireland.
Made how many noise complaints against Dublin Airport in 2021?
Oh
how many
God.
Noise complaints do you think
Can
came
you
out?
Guys
Paul, you
want to
go last? You
want to
go first?
In a year.
Yeah.
And they make up 90% of them. Their
person
their
is,
total complaints is 90% of the total complaints.
I would tell the 10% of people that are complaining, what are you complaining about?
I'm going to say 3 a month.
So what would that be?
I don't know.
That's 36.
What's 3 times 12? 36.
36.
Ooh, I'm going to say more. I'm okay. going to say like 100.
Okay.
I'm going to say 2,300.
Okay.
This person does not know.
One individual made noise complaints against the Dublin Airport, totaling 12,272.
Oh, my God.
I was never, on. Never could have seen a comma entering into this.
12,000 is 1,000 a month.
That's their job.
That Yeah.
That
this
is
all
job.
Day, every day.
12,272.
And you know that person has a phone attached to their wall
right.
and is
oh, talking, they're landlining
talking as they're dialing. Okay, going to call these people
so
right
it's,
now.
So it's every time a plane takes off or lands.
Gotta be.
It's happening again.
And somewhere behind this person calling.
Do is, you believe
is,
this?
Is grown children going, Dad,
yeah,
stop
Dad,
it.
Yeah.
Dad,
stop it.
Can we just
they
have dinner?
Don't they don't want to hear it.
This is why walk, we don't come over yes, for dinner.
They walk in the house. He's on the phone.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Are you on with them?
Yep.
That's what they because they're all shorthand.
I'll be right there.
You on with them?
Yeah.
You on with them?
I'll be right there. I can't hear you because of what is happening here. I'll be right there.
At a certain point, too, aren't you? You know everyone who works at the airport answering phones.
Oh, and they know you.
Right.
Yeah.
So aren't you going, it's Gene again. Gene, you normal? Yes. Yeah. Same. Put me down for the same complaint.
Yep.
So
the idea of calling the airport.
Look up. We're going to be late for our flight. Call the airport.
Like, somebody must look at that phone like, why is the phone ringing?
That's right.
We have a phone.
Yeah, it's the red phone. It's
hello, airport?
It's like when you have to reach out to
You've reached the airport.
Specific location of your rental car place at
the
airport.
Yeah, yeah.
And the hoops you have to go through
to
get the
to
number,
that number
of that enterprise location at
absolutely.
That airport.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this person
hour.
Has been.
I'm just trying to find my Kindle. Right.
This person is trying. It has been through several employees who answer this phone, right? So
and
when they get trained in, there will be a guy. He's going to call you. They're like, everyone's trying to reroute that call to everyone until finally it's like ringing in a cockpit as they're landing. And they're like, what are we doing? Who is
this? This also reminds me of the people who move across the street from Wrigley Field and couldn't be more pissed off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean, what did you think?
What?
They're always against night games and they're bitching about
there's drunk people everywhere.
People
I don't understand this.
I'm like, also,
you don't understand
if
this.
If Wrigley Field left and you lived that close to the corner of Addison and Clark,
you would still,
you would
be
still have all
still
these
have
drunk
all this
people.
Yeah.
Like, it's yes, I get this amplified by the world's biggest bar, but
right.
you this was there before you.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Imagine, like, if you're on a plane landing at Dublin International Airport, and you see, like, a little sign on the runway that says, please be considerate of runways.
Keep it down.
Keep it down.
So if you were to, and I would translate everything he's saying, like, I think I would allow him to make all the calls he wants if he opened every conversation with, I don't understand how an airport works.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hello, I do not understand how an airport works. Or if they just said, hey, we're going to give you your own line.
Yeah.
And then it just goes to a machine that
it automatically deletes every other
Deletes everyone or they
a dedicated machine for this guy.
And yeah. They compile I want that it to be into a, it's like a like Gary Cole in Office Space where he's like,
the unidentified person. The unidentified person averaged 34 complaints a day and accounted for 90% of all complaints received by DAA about aircraft taking off and landing at the location. It's every flight.
Yeah. It's everything.
Amazing.
It's too loud.
The total complaints last year totaled. That's 13,569.
The total's totaled.
The total's good tight writing.
But
is that the complete total?
H-I-K-E.
I feel like I am doing a math problem. But would have only been 1,296 if cases by the individual were not counted. So if you take him off the books, we're getting 100 a month.
Still too
what
many.
What are the other
still too many,
people? Paul?
Still too many.
Noise complaints.
Yeah.
The individual who lives in Ognar, located in northwest Dublin.
Oh my, Ognar.
Ognar.
O-N-G-A-R.
That feels like it's written backward.
O-N-G-A-R. Am I saying it wrong?
Ongar?
Ongar?
Maybe.
O-N-Ongar.
O-N-G-A-R.
Ongar is like what you call. It's like what you call when you're car and you're in trouble. Isn't it like the reverse of the Thor movie?
Sarah Dunn is like, it's Gnar. It's just Gnar.
It's just Gnar.
Who knows?
The O is silent. Really?
They had lived in there, Ognar. Northwest Dublin, had also previously made complaints in 2020. Any guesses how many complaints they made in 2020 for fun?
Maybe two.
10,000.
Okay. 14,000.
6,222. Doubled it for 2021.
It's getting worse. They're not listening, I don't feel like.
The complaints are continuing in 2022. So they doubled it in 2021. I might have misspoke. With the person having already filed, this came out.
April.
4/19. Okay. Yeah. April 19th is when this came out.
So he's had 4 months to complain.
Yeah.
Let's pace him and chart him. I think he's already had 5,000 complaints.
Okay. For the year so far, today?
For the year so far, we're in June.
Mm-hmm. But it was up to, this was written in April. So 4 months of complaints.
4 months of, almost 4 months.
17,000.
Okay. Oh, 17,000.
I'm going to say 8,000.
5,276.
But he's on pace for 20.
He's averaging 59 a day.
Or 15. He's on for 15.
At what point do you hire him? And now he's like, what am I going to complain against myself? Yeah. Bring him in.
Yeah.
Bring him in.
At least show him, give him a tour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
quality
this
control.
Is how it works.
Or just bring him in, put his desk next to the person. When he gets a complaint, he just writes it down, hands it off to the person next to him. He's there.
Yeah. He's there.
He's there.
He's there.
That would be great to let. I would let him come in and field some of the complaints for the day. Let him be the guy to.
I
know. It's even worse where I am.
Yeah. And by the way, the person on the other one would be like, this is so great. The airport totally understands me.
You
kind of cancel each other
They're
out.
They're hearing me. Finally.
And then you thank him. Thank you for your service.
Most complaints are filed by those who live near the airport or on flight paths. Who's calling not near
I
the airport?
I don't understand.
It's too loud. Too loud.
Most complaints are also about aircraft being used at night. DAA says it has responded to each individual complaint and said airport operators are committing to working with communities on issues such as aircraft noise.
To me, that says we're never going to deal with it.
This is the other thing, too, for me. At some point, this even happens to me. I've averaged over 50 flights the past, like, four, outside of pandemic.
Yeah.
A year, I'm over 50. There are moments where I'm like, we're fucking flying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
We're flying.
Absolutely. I can get to that city from this city.
The noise. Oh, you mean when we flew?
Yeah. When we
flew.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When we flew. when people essentially did what 100 years ago they would call time travel.
I was in this time zone and I'm in this city way over
back
here.
2 hours.
DAA also has introduced an online system known as WebTrack to give details on flight paths and noise levels from aircraft using Dublin Airport. WebTrack also makes it easier to submit noise complaints. So they're trying to start shove it off.
This is what you do
form.
With this guy. You send him tons of information.
Yeah.
Maps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Flight plans.
All of it.
Or you have someone from your place call him daily.
Yeah.
To complain about his complaints?
Yes. Or to see how it's going.
And how you doing, man?
Hey, man.
You follow up with a survey about his last call. Right. And eventually he's like, please stop calling me with these surveys.
If you want to continue with these calls, please answer a customer service
survey. I have another plan.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
What if they call him right before every takeoff and landing and say, just so you know,
it's coming in.
You're going to hear something.
Trigger warning.
Maybe that's all he wants.
Yeah.
That's all he just wants some of those wings.
Just a heads up. Get him some wings.
He wants some of those plastic wings.
Earplugs. A heads up, some earplugs and some wings. There you go.
That's a show.
That is a show. Mr. Paul F. Tompkins, I want people to go see you on the Comedy Bang Bang Tour.
I literally want people to see me on these shows.
I literally want people to see you on the shows. Podcast. Especially the Seattle show.
July 3rd.
July 3rd at Lodge Room. It's a great – that venue is my new favorite venue in L.A. Ooh. It is a restored Masonic Lodge.
Nice.
Brand new sound system, great stage.
Did we do that room, the Lodge Room?
No, that's
– it's great. It's great.
Highland Park,
yeah.
Ooh, nice. I love it. Podcasts, people can
– Podcast Freedom with me, Scott Aukerman, and Lauren Lapkus.
Yes.
Stay F. Homekins, which is a monthly podcast that I do with my wife.
So great.
And The Neighborhood List. Which I do with Nicole Parker is going to be coming back soon. We're going to start recording again soon. That's where we take posts from next door and we do improv based on the posts.
I love it. Come on.
Nextdoor.com.
Just
the one place where people just don't take themselves seriously.
Paul F. Tompkins, you are a treat, a joy, a national treasure, and we love you. And we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Scott Burns Avenue, a podcast network.